Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How solid is your marketing plan? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus our time on your plan to get more prospective customers to know you exist and for them to know what sets you apart from your toughest competition. That's why my question for you this week is, how solid is your marketing plan? I found that one of the biggest issues facing most businesses today is that not enough people even know that you exist, and as a result, they not only don't know who you are, but they don't know what makes you special. I've met with many business owners who have great products or have a unique service offering, but they haven't taken any time to put together a marketing plan. The excuse I typically get is something along the lines of, well, it's going to be expensive to get a marketing consultant to come in, look at what we've got, then put together a big slideshow outlining what we should be doing to market our business, and that's without actually doing any marketing. And sadly, that's oftentimes very true. It is expensive to have a marketing consultant design your marketing plan. But that's exactly why I thought we should discuss this topic today. Is it important to have a marketing plan? Yes, it is. Is it difficult to build your own marketing plan? No, it's not. In fact, I've found that it's quite simple when you break it down to the essential elements of the plan. So today, I want to challenge you with a short, powerful exercise. My goal in doing this is not to waste your time, but rather, I want to save you not only a lot of time, but a lot of money. I'm sure you've heard of J. Conrad Levinson. He was known as the father of guerrilla marketing. If you've been around for a while, you might also know of him as the guy who created the Marlboro Man, the fictional character behind the Marlboro cigarette brand. J. was the mastermind behind the marketing campaign that took Marlboro cigarettes from an unknown brand to the number one brand in the category. Not that I'm a fan of cigarettes, to be clear, I'm not. But I am a fan of someone who can put together a plan to take a product from unknown to top of mind in a short period of time. Well, after his success with Marlboro, J. Conrad Levinson wrote the book Guerrilla Marketing, where he outlined how anyone could use low-cost marketing techniques to transform their brand into one that's not only well-known, but highly regarded. If you haven't read the book, Guerrilla Marketing, I'd highly recommend it. I consider it one of the must-read books for any small business owner. I use it regularly, and I also have his Guerrilla Marketing workbook, which allows me to use his ideas and concepts in a workshop setting. So today, I'd like to share with you his simple method of building your own marketing plan on a page. The idea is that using his methodology, you can capture the essence of what a high-priced marketing firm would do for you, and you'd save yourselves the $20,000 marketing fee to boot. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? It's a simple one-page model that requires you to answer just six very specific questions. J. Conrad Levinson would suggest you can do this in a matter of 10 to 15 minutes. Are you game to take on the challenge with me? If so, grab a pen and a sheet of paper and let's start the clock. Here's question number one for your marketing plan on a page. What's the purpose of your marketing? In other words, What do you want someone to do physically when they know who you are and know what you do? So if someone reads your email or sees your Facebook posts or listens to your podcast or finds you from any of your marketing efforts, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to go to your website? Do you want them to pick up the phone and call you? Do you want them to send you an email? Question number one is asking you how you want your prospect to respond. This is important because once you know what you want them to do, you should focus your call to action on having them do this one thing. It's a simple question, but to be honest, most business owners complicate their call to action by having several methods for their prospects to respond to them. Pick one and focus all of your marketing efforts on that call to action. Question number two for your marketing plan on a page is, what's your competitive advantage? This one will require you to get specific and super clear. What is it that truly sets you apart from your competition? I strongly recommend you avoid writing down things like our customer service or our responsiveness or our people. I often hear that, but these are fleeting advantages at best. What you need to articulate are those unique features, benefits, or attributes that no other competitor can claim. I like to use a quick test to make sure you've got something that's truly unique. Use sticky notes to write down 10 things that you believe may be your competitive advantage, one on each sticky note. Then, for each sticky note, ask the question, can my competitors say the same thing? If the answer is yes, then throw it away. If you go through all 10 sticky notes, just keep going and do 10 more. You'll soon find those that are truly unique and that your competitors can't make the same claims. Then you've got to ask, so what? Does that uniqueness really matter to your customers? If it does, then you found it. It's very important to take the time to go through this exercise. Question three for your marketing plan on a page is, who is your target market? Another way to ask this is, who would be an ideal customer for your products and services? Many times when I ask this question of a business owner, I get the response that it's anyone who's willing to pay me or something like that. But the truth is, if you want your marketing messages to reach the right people, you must first have a very clear idea of who the right people are. The more specific and detailed you can be in your definition of your ideal customer, the better. You've probably heard it said that the riches are in the niches, and that is so often the truth. Don't be afraid to define your ideal target market in fine detail. Even when you limit your target market to a small segment of a larger population, your message will hit harder and be more relevant to them, which is exactly what you want and need. Question number four on your marketing plan on a page is, what marketing weapons will you use? These weapons are referring to the marketing strategies that you'll use to get your message to your target market. As you might imagine, these may include things like social media marketing, networking, direct mail, paid advertising, website SEO, Google Ads, the Chamber of Commerce, or cold calling. As you answer this question, it's important to remember that you need to use multiple marketing strategies, or as they call them, weapons, in your plan. You don't want to build your plan around a single weapon, because if that particular weapon fails, you'll find yourself starved for leads. Pick 5 or 6 weapons that will give you direct access to your target market. Question number five on your marketing plan on a page is, what's your identity? The identity of your business is essentially your brand personality. Are you a playful brand, or are you more serious and conservative? Are you free-flowing and artful, or are you structured and disciplined? Are you hard-hitting, or does your image reflect the more soft and sensitive side? Your identity also includes your colors, your look, and the feel of your brand. If you're not familiar with mine, my primary colors are yellow and black, and cycling, sports, and competition are my themes. What are yours? This is where you define them. And lastly, question number 6 on your marketing plan on a page is, what's your budget? This is clearly an important one and should probably be stated as a percentage of your gross revenues rather than as a specific dollar figure. It's not uncommon for a startup business to spend 10 to 15% of their top line revenues on their marketing programs, while a more stable and growing business might set a budget in the range of 6 to 12% of revenues on an annual basis. If you've got a large, well-established business, your budget may be more like 5 to 7% of annual revenues. But no matter where you're at on the spectrum, you've got to set a budget or your marketing will be an afterthought, and it will stop whenever you hit a rough spot in the business. Be sure to set your budget and plan your other expenses around it. There you have it, 6 relatively straightforward questions you need to answer to create your very own personalized marketing plan for far less than $20,000. Now, all you have to do is put your notes into a document and then begin to execute your plan. With your one-page plan in place, you can make marketing decisions with confidence, knowing whether the opportunities that come your way fit into your plan or not. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Having a plan for your marketing efforts will help you avoid jumping mindlessly from one strategy to another, never knowing if you're making the right choices. Like anything, working from a plan is always better than improvising and ad-libbing. Trust me on this one. And do me a big favor, share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. You're not the only one who struggles with their marketing decisions. Your fellow business owners all want to have a plan, but they don't want to spend the $20,000 they think they must have to get one. Do them a favor and save them some cash. Maybe they'll pick up the tab for your lunch if you do. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss how to spam your goals. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.